Well, good evening and welcome to Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. And tonight, with our cyber traveling, we are visiting Dominican Republic and we are visiting Sage at the Power Living Retreat. Good evening, Sage.
Good evening. How are you, Magdalene?
Doing great. Listen, I didn't dare to give you the second name. So please, do you mind to pronounce your correct name with my European accent? It would be kind of disaster.
Sage Gia, Wisdom Guide.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sage, for being on the show. And I'm so excited, just kind of talk to you because I myself in health and wellness, and I just loved your story. So I just decided, you would be a perfect guest for our show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And I know you are actually the force behind this living retreat. You are spiritual and you are practically a spiritual and intuitive healer, medium, channeler, and shamana. And also, you actually got guided intuitively 11 years ago to go to Dominican Republic. So what I would like to do is just kind of give the stage to you. Tell us your story.
Okay. Should I start with my health history or my how I got here? Which one would you like
I would actually like you to give us actually your history, and that will actually guide us then, made you, create this retreat center.
Okay. I want to start out by saying what my mission is and why I'm even telling this story.
Perfect.
And the mission for me is to bring back the sacred spirit into physicality so that we can live a whole life, because I've observed for many, many years in the arena of spirituality that it's either people are either being real physical or real spiritual. And I've always felt that there was a balance in the blending of spirituality to our physical life. So Gandhi said, my life is my message. And that's what I feel about my life. So my story is actually about merging spirituality in my physical life in a way that it's practical, so that I have become a solution and helping others to become a solution on the planet today. So that's my main mission about telling my story and the purpose of retreats here. In regards to my long story, which I will try to make as brief as possible.
We have maybe 55 minutes.
It's a long story, Magdalene.
Well, listen, we can come the next time back. So don't worry about that. Listen, that's fine. Just tell us.
Okay. It actually started out, I have memories back to being 3 years old and five and, six and all that. And I just remember being a healthy child that just liked to play a lot. And I don't have any memories back then of being sick at all. And that's what's so strange about it. And, health-wise, diet-wise, breathing-wise, everything, I just felt perfectly fine. And what I noticed at the age of seven was that I seemed to be extremely sensitive to when other people were getting sick or what was wrong with people, not so much what was right with them, but when there was something that wasn't quite going right, I would pick up on energetically. And my mother always had some kind of physical ailment or another. She, even as a young child, when she was a baby, she ended up having rheumatic fever. Mm-hmm. And the doctors basically left her to die. And her mother, who I learned later, who's one of my guides in my healing work, actually just held her all night. And, I now know that as a healing. And she survived. But during her lifetime, she passed away at 89. So she lived a longer life than they expected. Yeah, yeah. But throughout her life, she was always ill with one thing or another. And I would stop playing and come in and you know, see if I could help her and that kind of thing. But anyway, it sort of increased this sensitivity in me to an awareness about something going on physically with people or even emotionally. And I didn't really notice anything with myself until I was about 11 years old or so. I developed severe skin allergies. And I'm talking about scratching and itching until I would bleed. And then shortly after that, I remember running track and all of a sudden just passing out, falling down from an asthma attack. And one thing led to another. By the time I was 21 years old, I was in such a state of dis-ease and disharmony. I had lupus, including the allergies and asthma. I also had reflux, acid reflux, anemia, ulcerative colitis, that where the doctors told me by the time I was 40, I would probably die from colon cancer because my colon was so ulcerated. And I ended up with lupus and psoriasis, arthritis, crippling arthritis, and bursitis. It used to take me about 2 hours to climb out of the bed at such a young age. And at the time, I had 3 small young children, and I was in a very negative relationship and not very supportive. And I was just getting sicker and sicker. And at that point, I was on about 13 different medications for all of those, what I now know were autoimmune issues, most of them. And not including the allergy pills that I was taking just to breathe. And of course, aspirin and the over-the-counter stuff, I'm not even counting that, in addition to the 13 different medications. So at that young age, I was emotionally not well, physically not well, and my spirit was really low. And at the time, my ex-husband, I'll get to that part, ex-husband now, was cheating and having an affair. And, I didn't have proof of that. I did later. But I knew that something wasn't right. So there were a lot of negative influences in my life in addition to these physical ailments. And I have to say, my mother's sisters and her mother actually passed away, except I think one of them passed away in their early 50s. They didn't, they didn't have a very long lifespan. And my older sister, she was a year or so older than me, she passed away at 37 years old.
Wow.
So I wasn't looking at a very happy or long life. And so because of the suffering and needing to take care of 3 young children, I started asking questions. I put my hands and I put my life in the hands of medical doctors. I had a great belief system in the conventional medical arena, and I even wanted to be a doctor when I was young. I ended up going into back office nursing.
This is so amazing. See, this is the reason why I actually chose you, because you are such a traditional human story.
For sure. So I was really connected to conventional lifestyles I was even trying to live by the SAD diet, standard American diet, and thinking that that was going to help me. I didn't understand it. I thought, well, I'm eating this from this group and I'm eating this from this group, and what could be happening here? And of course the doctors never had any answers about getting healthier. They just continued to treat me with all kinds of drugs and mammograms, different things, looking
for. You know, Sage, they were doing it what they knew. That's all what they knew today. You know what I'm saying? So we have to give them credit for them, but there's something more to that.
Yes. And, well, you have to go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what this is why I'm saying, you know, there's something more to that. And this is why it's so great. Your story is so inspirational because it helps people. You had all those conditions and, you know, look what you did, what you made out.
Yes. And I, of course, I know now that I didn't know this at 21 years old because I thought doctors knew all about health. And, you know, of course, my thought process is different now. And that's not to, I think if you have an extreme medical emergency and you break an arm or leg or, you know, you have Siamese twins.
Absolutely.
And they do incredible. I take my hat off to the medical system. But I realized that their place for me at that time, 30-some years ago, was not in the arena of health. And so for that reason, I started asking deep questions. First, I started with them. Well, could it be all this ice cream I'm eating? You know, artificial ice cream at that. Could it be, you know, all this sugar? I was a sugarholic. I hardly ate any whole foods. I didn't eat salads at all. And, you know, in addition to, I didn't get outside very much, you know, except to walk to the park with my kids or something like that. So I was so disconnected and unplugged from many aspects of life, including nature. And after asking all the questions and say, well, should I cut back on this? Should I cut? They just said, no, that food, that has nothing to do with it. This is my lot in life. Mm. So it started with those questions for me. And after the deep soul searching, because of the suffering and not liking to suffer, I started to hear that quiet, still voice in me that's connected to what I feel the great spirit of the universe. And that quiet, still voice is my spirit going, hey, hey, you know, there are some answers. And so mm-hmm. I started to hear, stop all this sugar, you know, stop all this sugar. And I stopped that. And I started to hear, this relationship is not serving you. And once I found out what I did, I elevated my spirit through my will. And I thought, I have got to get out of this very negative relationship to start. And because I was so young and I had three small children, most of the friends I had, including relatives, the advice was, and even the religion I was in at the time, they were saying, well, you know, it's best if you stick it out, mm-hmm. and so forth and so on, because who are you ever going to find with three young children? And what do you, you know, basically, what are you going to do? And I think they probably were all worried that I'd have to depend on them. That was probably
a part of,
in addition to caring about, you know, what might happen on a financial mm-hmm. level and so on. But the point is, even though I had all of these supposedly helpful messages from people who cared about me, I knew in the deepest part of me that that would not serve me. It would not get me to where I felt like I really should be, which was a much more empowered person. So I let that relationship go, even at the cost of what might happen to me financially, even at the cost of what might happen to me physically, you know, with all those ailments.
Sage, listen, this is actually, I think, in the modern world, that's the biggest fear for people, why they are not creating changes, because of that fear. This is exactly what you're just talking about.
Yes, and I had that fear.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, and I, you know, I think as humans, one of what comes in the emotional body is fear. So I've just accepted, okay, I'm going to be afraid sometimes. But mm-hmm. in those moments when I feel that something is so negative and so deeply sorrowful and causes you to suffer, it was just not the space I wanted to live my life. So I started making changes, and one of the first changes I made was through my thought form. I can't keep living like this. And, you know, and one thing led to another. The more I started to move in the flow of the stream of consciousness of positivity, I started to get more answers. And I have to say, you know, for me, I think when I started out on my spiritual journey, I had more of a new age consciousness of just think positive and all good things will happen. And what I've learned over the years and through my process is it's not only thinking positive, it's also being positive. Mm-hmm. And merging those two elements is what really helped create change for me.
You know, and another thing is this is kind of interesting that you are actually coming from this angle, because I was actually journeying today and I like to put my own thoughts down and, you know, having my self-talk inside. And, you know, the point became, you know, preparing myself also for tonight, a conversation. And I was realizing that, you know, our conditions most of our time are showing us our disconnection and what is really happening, this chit chat, what is going on in our head, what we got the information from the outside world is actually not matching what is really truly going on inside ourselves. Look like you were afraid, you know, you knew the relationship is not working, you knew that you needed to do changes, but the fear was there, you know. And having this chit chat, it's almost look like a virus, and it gives you a misinformation to the rest of the soul and the spirit.
I couldn't agree more. And that was basically what helped me to change my life and think about things differently. Because as I moved on in my journey, you know, when I gave those, you know, a lot of those negative processes up, you know, within a short period of time, I ended up meeting my current husband, you know, where we've been together over 35 years.
Well, and, congratulations.
and he's with me on this journey. And so, you know, it wasn't too far in the future. Maybe a few, I don't know, maybe, I forget at this point, but it wasn't too far after that I was able to see, not only visualize, but actually materialize and see the manifestations of the way I was thinking and the way I was acting. And, you know, at the time when we met, I had started to make some, you know, dietary shifts. And of course, my thinking was shifting. And that's why I was attracting something very different. And at the time, he was into, you know, a live food lifestyle and studying life science nutrition. We were studying together, and he knew I had all of these medication issues and so forth and so on. And at a certain point, we decided, well, we have to start practicing what we preach in. You know, absolutely. I mean, we're studying these things, we're believing them. And so I started with myself. We went on this high enzyme, you know, raw food fest for about 30 days to see, first of all, can people do this? Because that was 35 years or so ago. And we didn't really know anybody at the time that was really living that way. Mm-hmm. And, even the first 8 days, I used 3 boxes of tissues, and I was sneezing profusely for 8 days. And, I was detoxing, but I knew, absolutely, but I didn't accept that as disease. As I was told, I knew that I was cleaning out my system and all of the poisons were being released. And by the end of the 30 days, with the pre-existing changes and the live enzyme diet and a better relationship, I felt better than I had felt in my entire life.
Wow.
So I also realize that it's not just a matter of knowing things or thinking things in your head. It's really important to have the actions behind it.
Application.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Definitely. You know, so tell us then, what was your intuitive step to move to Dominican Republic, you know, to create this retreat? Is this, where did you go from there?
Well, as time went on and my processes, you know, my health, you know, got better and
improved.
My life got better. Yeah, improved is correct. I started to have more faith in my own intuitive findings connected to the stream of consciousness. And so that voice is the voice I started to listen to more than, you know, the voice of the matrix or the voice of other people living a life of a delusional life, or, you know, not being really connected to the stream of consciousness. And one night I was asleep, and about 3 a.m. I was awakened, literally, like physically. and I sat up in the bed and I heard, go to the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and specifically North Coast. And I thought, wow, Dominican Republic, where is that? I knew it was in the Caribbean. Geographically speaking, I wasn't even sure exactly where it was. I didn't speak a lick of Spanish. I didn't study Spanish in high school or anything. So this was like a big, big leap.
Big change.
And the next morning, I had an appointment with a friend of mine who's a chiropractor. And it was sort of like the end of fall, early winter. And he was tanned, you know. And so I asked him, I said, where did you just come from? And he said, the Dominican Republic.
Oh, my God. I'm getting chills.
Yeah. And the North Coast. So I thought, here we go again. And that was basically, you know, how I was living my life over the years, you know, synchronistic events and, you know, one thing being proven after another. And so that's how I ended up here. You know, 3 months later, we came to see why I was being guided to come here. And, you know, one thing led to another, and then there was many, many processes to get here, including some, you know, meditation week with some great influences from you know, my spirit guides, and also benevolent ET influences. And that was pretty incredible. But, you know, I was told things that I had no way of knowing. You know, I'd never read. And that's the one thing I want to say. When I started my processes of becoming a medical intuitive and on the spiritual journey, I was told that I was going to have an inner teacher and that I should not study under anybody at that point and not to read anything for 3 years, which was very difficult for me because I'm an avid reader. And I love to learn. And at the time, you know, I had this revelation. You know, I was in Virginia Beach, and one of my guides is Edgar Cayce.
Oh, wow.
And it's very interesting because as soon as I got back and hearing that, it was especially under the arena of medical intuitive. Carolyn Mace, I'm sure you've heard of her.
Absolutely.
she happened to be in the area where I lived at the time, and she was doing some courses in medical intuition. And I thought, and some people called me and said, oh, I know how you are with that, and I thought you might be interested. She's going to be, and I thought, oh, no. I was so excited about going, and then I remembered, you know, that that was not going to be a part of my training. So it was very, it's been a very interesting journey in terms of the inner voice and my own belief system connected to an innate intelligence in the universe. And Sage, so
I have actually a question to that immediately, if you don't mind. I will actually jump into here. When we are, because this is something that I am kind of also interested about, to figure out more about, when we are getting these intuitive impulses, how do we know actually what is actually the true voice that is helping you, or how do we not, how would we not fall maybe for the trap that somebody's actually abusing us?
Yes, I understand your question. I have to respond to that by saying I have always, as in my journey, even when I didn't know what I know now, I've mm-hmm. always put out there that I wanted to be used for the good of the whole sum. I was only interested in what was good for humanity and myself, and the highest essence of beings work through me. So that's always been an important piece to my journey, and you know, and around the sacred aspect of spirit. So when you ask, how do you know which voice or who's, because we do, there, as far as I know, there are voices out there who have negative intentions.
Oh, absolutely. For this is exactly why, you know, because you are actually a channeler and, you know, and shamana. Yes. So it's a great way actually to ask you to help us to understand, because, I mean, I read a lot of stuff that, you know, they are talking about that, you know, all these entities, what they're really looking for to do is actually disconnect us. And use us as a medium. So people, you know, should actually double check before they do, because sometimes we may actually invite somebody who is not supposed to be here.
Yes, absolutely. And back to your question, that was a very important statement you said, and that was something that was channeled down to me, that, you know, there are forces, you know, interdimensional beings that want to use humanity in a very negative way, and they want to use, they feed off of the emotions mm-hmm. of humans. And it's very interesting to me that emotions are one of the things that have been really pushed down for most humans, and especially men. And
yes, and you know, Sage, this is where we are getting disconnected. That's our instrument that is actually connecting us to everything in life.
Absolutely. And that was my next point, is that without, for what I've been told, is that the emotional body is our barometer between us and the cosmos. Mm-hmm. And when we, that's our first sign of knowingness, our feelings. That's all we have.
Absolutely. And oh my God, I'm so glad I asked you the question.
And our feelings, our feelings don't lie. Now, how we decipher them and how we, you know, what we decide to do with them is another story. But when they come in, you can't stop a feeling. It just, what I've been told is that it's a natural biological process that occurs in the body, just like the heart pumping, just like the bowels moving, you know, just like all the other physiological aspects of our physical body does. Dr. Candace Pert, I think she passed away a few years ago, mm-hmm. but she wrote the book Molecules of Emotions, and she actually won a Nobel Peace Prize for it, but that was after a couple of guys tried to take credit for it.
But I think she was in the movie What the Bleep We Know.
Oh, yes. And I think she passed away a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Anyway, the short story of it is that she talked about these molecules being excreted from the brain, you know, down into our systems, sending off the feelings. And I've always been a feeling person. I mean, I had horrible hormonal issues. That was another issue I had, like fluctuating all over the place. And but what I held true to was my feelings. And that's what never lied to me. I would have a really gut feeling about, you know, I didn't necessarily know what was going to happen, but I might walk into a room and I would feel a negative impulse, or I would feel bad. And even though I might have been happy 2 minutes before that, all of a sudden that feeling would come in and I'd go, whoa, what's that about? And I'd kind of ignore it. And sure enough, before the day or night was over, something did happen that was negative or you know, made me not feel so good.
Up, you were picking up the vibration on the emotional level.
Exactly. So feelings for me are real. It's not something we should shove down, we should ignore. They're our barometer. It catches your attention for you to go, huh, what's that energy? What's that vibration? What's happening next? And then when you start to feel into that, when you said, what voice can you trust when you're using your intuition? Once you start to adjust to the belief system that your emotions are real and usable and supportive versus negative, and you start to work with that, you gain more confidence, and you also are able to read the energy much more clearer. And also, in addition to which voice do you listen to, what I found is that the cleaner, the more alive and connected your lifestyle is, the less toxic that voice is, and the higher the vibration, the frequencies can be with you. As in the inner world, like begets like. So when you are intuiting something, and you just went and you do heroin, you know, or you have some really strong negative addictions, you're going to be guided and led by those addictions more than by the life that flows through you. So when you say, you know, how do you trust that? I'd say the first thing to do is clean up your life so that your frequency is in a closer alignment with the frequencies of the universe that vibrate at a much higher level, so that you're able to receive those voices. And I've also been channeled the message that these, you know, darker negative forces also vibrate with darker negative energies. So, you know, they're attracted to that. And so if you are living your life in a way that is void of life and void of energy, you're even more of a prey to be used as a channel for these frequencies. So I hope that...
What I would just like to add to that is about talking about negative energies. My sensation about that is that they are also stuck on some level on that negative energy. They are even not capable to kind of change.
Are you speaking about humans or?
Well, in general, the negative entities.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. You were going to say something else?
No. Just go for it.
Okay. What I was going to say is the another thing that's been channeled to me is when you say people are stuck on it. Before, I used to think, my goodness, you know, if you're tired of suffering, why don't you do something about it? You know, I've talked to many people who say they don't want to be sick and they don't want to live this way. But when it comes to shifting whatever it is that's making them less whole and less healthy and unhappy, there's not so much of a will to do that. And it made me wonder, what else is going on? Are humans that negative? You know, are humans...
You know what, Sage, what I think is that the human immune system, and I would say the spiritual immune system, is exhausted.
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I was getting to.
Oh, great. See, we are vibrating pretty damn good. I love it. See, this is what it makes so nice when you resonate with something.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And when you look at the earthly matrix, what has happened in society is that everything's been despirited. Mm-hmm. And that's why I started out about my mission statement, because the sacred is missing on the planet. And, you know, they've taken out the essence of spirit on many levels in the school systems, you know, in the medical arena, in a lot of religions, and in the way that things, how families need to live and how people need to relate, relationships. The pure empowered essence of who we really are is not even allowed to come forth.
Oh, I so agree with that. Jesus, I so agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. So I agree with you about...
It's so sad. That part is so sad, because what it is that, you know, the human spirit is so much broken down. There's so much fear beyond everything, and everything is just pumped with fear that people are even not capable to move out that. And that's one of the things what I was thinking. People are stuck. They don't even know that there's something else possible. And this is why I said to you, your story is such an incredible story to show people, yes, it is possible, but you have to put the effort in it. And you have to put, you are responsible for what's really going on with yourself, nobody else.
Absolutely. And the bottom line is, when we are more connected to the artificial intelligence of a system that's broken down and dispirited, that's what we become. But if we start to connect to an innate intelligence, not only on a higher level, but what's inside of us. You know, I everybody's heard of the saying, you know, the body is the temple. The temple for what? To house the spirit. And when we connect to the innate intelligence of the body, that's what I found out about my healing journey. I didn't even know that the body had the ability to heal itself. If it was left to its own power, if we stopped flooding it with so many toxins on all levels, whether they were through thoughts or food or air or whatever level that the toxicities came in, the body would automatically adjust itself unless it had been too damaged. And that's what I learned as somebody who was told they were going to be dead at 40, and they couldn't, you know, some of the diseases that I had, even hyperthyroidism, that, you know, some of the diseases like ulcerative colitis, they said was incurable. And hyperthyroidism, you have to go get your thyroid cut out, and then you have to take this pill for the rest of your life. And when I saw my body just come back to life and heal itself through my support, by not damaging it so much, it just elevated my belief system. It pushed me into this arena of retreating within, sharing with people the possibilities of the innate intelligence of our bodies, our spirit, our emotional bodies, of the pure essence that we are connected to spirit. And I, you know, I'm like a spiritual revolutionist in terms of, you know, putting spirit out there, because a lot of people
go
say,
Sage.
I really am. And, you know, I've had my fair share of oh, that's new agey, or that's boogie woogie, or, you know, how do you know
whatever
that?
Listen, so long it works, who cares? That's what I wrote my mantras.
Exactly. But I'm saying, even at the expense of being made fun of and being told, how do you know that? Even my current husband at the beginning, You know, when I would share my intuitive findings, he would say, he would, was very, because he was very left brain, you know.
Double check.
Measured down to a 32nd of an inch person. So he would say, how do you know that? You can't know that for certain. Where did you get that from? And you need to tell me, blah, 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 blah. And I would argue with him. I can't even believe that to this day. I was arguing in energy. And, you know, and now many, many years later, he'll say,
okay, give in, huh?
No, he'll say, is that your intuition? You know, was that spirit? Okay, he'll argue with my personality. But I brought up that point to just simply say that against all the odds, I kept seeing the proof every day of the validity of spirit being present in me and other humans and on the planet. And so my mission today is to merge that sacred spirit with a life. And I help teach people about putting the living back into their lives and whole life healing, not just about diet, not just about meditation and thinking
so
positive.
Much more. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Mm.
It's the whole life. How are you living? And what are you living for?
Yeah.
So,
Sage, I have actually two more questions. What I'm pretty much interested about is that you were just kind of guiding me into that direction. Because we are right now dealing with such an enormous intensity in our daily lives and stress, and we are dealing with much more chemicals than we were dealing maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Do you see also new conditions, or let's call them diseases, look like Lyme disease or Morgellon disease? Because, you know, as we are moving forward with this whole lifestyle, we are dealing with a whole new diseases, actually.
Absolutely. I was just sharing this with somebody a week ago. When I started out in this process of helping people, in a week, I'm talking about people who had serious heart conditions. I remember I had a case with a woman who they were going to do a kidney transplant. And in a week, way back then, in those days, you could see the big difference, okay? And then I started to notice about 12 years ago, it was taking people a little longer to get well, even under the same instructions that I'd been given about healing. And it was because the chemicals were becoming more, we were becoming more inundated with the chemicals in our diet. We were becoming more inundated with stress, negative relationships. So it was hitting us from all different angles. And so, yes, because of that, more diseases have come about with new names. You know, 15, 20 years ago, lots of people were dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
Yes,
and all
exactly.
of a sudden now, you don't hear too much about that. You're hearing a lot about Lyme's disease. Mm-hmm. And what I notice, one thing that I made a correlation to, a couple of people that I've dealt with and, you know, I've heard about, and I always ask them this question, a lot of them have made overseas trips, you know, like to Africa, certain things where they had to get a lot of vaccinations.
Oh, my gosh.
And then all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, that seemed to be the time period, 6 months later, they were having some autoimmune issues and they couldn't figure out. And then, voila, they had Lyme's. And even my grandson, you know, I had spoken to my daughter, you know, they know the drill. They grew up a certain way. And she called me. No, actually, I had a dream. And I called her and I said, what's going on? You know, I feel like she says, oh, he's okay. And then she called me later and said, yeah, he'd been really sick. I said, his nervous system is tacked. I just named all the things. And she took him to a homeopathic pediatrician whose mother was a medical intuitive. And she said, ask your mom what she thinks. And
wow.
So I ended up just, you know, sharing with her some things to do to help him from going deeper into that. and which it did, and he stopped having the symptoms. But so what they labeled him with, they labeled him with Lyme's. They said he had Lyme's.
Can you shift that also on the energetic base, or do you need more on the physical base?
Say that again.
Can this type of stuff? Can you also shift more on the energy level, or this has have to be treated more on the physical level?
It depends how deep you are into it. Yes, I mean if it's an initial.
I love it.
I love your enthusiasm. That's why I wanted to be here.
So but, we have now two who are enthusiastic.
Yeah. But one thing is, a lot of times I've seen it in a person's etheric body before it actually entered the physical body. And when that happens, there's a lot of things you can do energetically. And, you know, the way you think and process things has a lot to do what types of diseases you have. I believe the body's the last messenger. And if we don't get it on a higher level, the body will keep talking to us until we get it or until we die.
Wow.
So the answer to your question is yes. And then when it gets to a certain level, then you might have to use some herbs and, you know, different types of foods and connecting to Mother Earth, which I believe is the greatest physician on the planet. So there's a lot of things. Over the last 35 years, I've healed myself with no drugs and no medical intervention like surgery. So I'm not saying that there's not a time where people might be in a serious medical crisis and needs that, but I'm saying there are a lot of things that we have happened to us based on how we've been thinking and living and being in life.
I totally get it, because, you know, I will have to say, Sage, this too. My show is also not for everybody. Okay. And my show is actually for people who are searching, who wanted to have a conscious living. You know what I'm saying? So maybe for those who are starting to kind of wake up or trying to search for a new solution, voila, this is what we are talking about. And this is the information what I like to put out for people.
Yes, I agree and disagree with what you just said.
That's good.
Because I used to think that about myself. In fact, one of my videos, it says, this is an awakening for the awakened. So that's the part I agree with you about. There's certain aspects of it that is. But there's also certain aspects that the average person can start paying attention to and doing for themselves.
Oh, listen, let me just clarify. I didn't say to those who are willing to listen, but there are a lot of people who are kind of so negative about this kind of information. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's no voice for that.
Exactly. Thank you. Definitely.
Oh, I thought you were speaking specifically about some people that might not know.
No. I am for those people who, you know, who think that is just a total nonsense, because that statement is coming actually because most people who are thinking that way, they are so emotionally disconnected. Here we are again.
Yes. But you know what I'm experiencing now, because so many people are suffering and the world as a whole has been traumatized. A lot of mainstream people that wouldn't have given it any thought are saying, I mean, I'm in the grocery store and people, I was in a store one time and a woman touched me and she said, could you please help me? And I said, with what? I don't even know you. You know, like, you know. She said, no, I know you can help me. Can I come home with you so you can help me? And she was just an average person, and come to find out the doctors had told her she had bad hemorrhoids. And after working on her, she had colon cancer.
Oh, my God.
And so that's why I made the comment I made. She didn't understand hardly anything of what I was speaking about on a
But listen,
level.
the difference was said she was open. That's a huge difference.
And also she wanted help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and I say to people, help me help you. I don't want to work harder than you work.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, listen, we have maybe another 7-8 minutes. What I would love you to do, please let our listener know how they can get in touch with you. What is the best communication, social media or whatever? Do you have any seminars? Do you have books what you wanted to promote? Use the time.
Okay. I guess I'll just I'll share really quickly that the whole purpose of the retreat, it's not just for a vacation, you know, get away and then you go back to your own environment. It's actually an institute for unlearning life. So it really helps people to get out of the environment where they're creating all the, you know, toxic ways of living and learn new ways of being. It's like Einstein said, you can't create a solution in the same space that you created the problem. And so that's the whole point of having an environment where they have access to many, many different elements about whole life healing. So I want to say that. And one of the sites is www.powerlivingretreat.com. That gives an overview about the retreats and a little bit about what we do. And then drnaturalliving.com. has a whole lot of other information there as well. And we're on all the, well, not all of them, but, you know, like my nightmare, technology. just before I got on here, my computer wasn't working, and I thought, oh, no.
This is why I said to her, please stay at the computer so you can communicate.
But, you know, the Facebook, you know, and you can, when you go on powerlivingretreat.com, you can see the buttons for the, you know, the social media things. Mm-hmm. But I want to give special attention to a Facebook page I created that's on the Spiritual and Medical Intuitive Q&A forum, where you can write in a question and I will send back a channeled intuitive response.
Ooh, and that's sweet.
Yeah, and that doesn't cost anything. And I also, on the 18th, I will be doing a webinar on detoxing the whole life.
And well, listen, then send me the information and the links, and I will post that.
Okay. So that's pretty much the social. You know, we've created a book that we have to get printed and all of that stuff, but that's, you know, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, listen, and look, like I said to you in the beginning of before we started, hey, listen, I mean, you have such amazing information to share. And, you know, I always say to people, it's very difficult to take this entire information and put in the 60 minutes. It's almost insane. You know, and then, you know, some other questions are coming up and everything else. I have a different question. So down the road, you know, would you be willing to come back so we can actually have more chats here and help people?
Well, only if you're here. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've enjoyed my time with you. It went too fast.
I know. So, but I mean, we still have maybe 3 minutes. What I would like you to ask the question is that, so when people are, you know, done with a retreat at your place, what is your best tip for them, you know, when they go back to their old environment, how to handle themselves or what to do, you know?
Well, that's
so
the
use that for the closure.
Yes, that's the interesting part of this process. When it's all said and done, they look at life differently. So when they go back, we also share with them. We find out what kind of environment they're living in, and give them the best tools to either stop repeating some of the negative behavior habits that are making them, you know, sicker or non-functional. And we give them creative ways to work within some aspects of things, or shift some things in how they're working or where they're living or what they're doing. So there's a lot of intuitive, you know, things that I share with them about what they can actually shift. And I notice also that a lot of people are looking for a better way to live. And so at that point, they're willing to make some changes about how they're doing things. And I just want to say this, the main point of all the unlearning life things that we do here is because my intention is for us to connect to true self, which I call the new way, if we want to raise our vibrations, to live in the stream of consciousness. And the first thing we have to do is unplug from the matrix. And that's the negative thought forms.
That is so well said, Sage. Listen, I'm just getting the note that we have only 30 seconds, so I will have to kind of close now. But listen, that was such a great information you shared with us, and I'm looking forward to bringing you back sometimes in the future. So thank you so much for being my guest, and thank you, everybody, for plugging in on The Conscious Thought. And hey, if you wanted to listen to replay, give us 24 hours, and then you can listen over again of the message. Thank you very much, everybody, and good night.